Joined in studio now by a couple of zone favorites. Jenny O'Connor, who is back. She's with the ATA. It is ATA World Championships. We have a new friend as well, Jim Bertel, who will be 80 at some point.
Yes, sir.
This year.
In about 3.5 months, sir.
And he is a former Navy guy, and he says sir a lot, even though I'm a little bit younger than him. And he did kick me in the throat, and that's why I sound like this today. So, there you go. And Allison's here, too, but I don't know if she's going to yammer at all. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Okay, so we were talking about freshmen, too, Pat. I had got a text from Ethan who said, don't forget Michael Vick, who led Va Tech to a national championship game against Florida State his freshman year. He was pretty good. That's way old Michael
year,
Vick.
Huh?
That was a long time ago. It was back before he killed any dogs.
Well,
so
we
ages
don't know.
Ago.
He could have.
I assume. Yeah, it's probably not a learned thing at once you become an NFL star. It's like, I need a new hobby. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fair point. So the World Championships going on again this weekend, and we've already got folks, I'm assuming, arriving from all over the world.
Oh, yes. We've already had people here all week long, but the competition, which is really what the public is excited about, starts tomorrow. That starts the top 10 competition. We call it the Tournament of Champions. The top 10 in each respective division from around the world will compete for that coveted world champion title. And the guy sitting next to me is going to be competing for four of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Four
yes, ma'am.
At one time?
No, sir. What?
Like four people coming
four?
At you at once?
No, I wish.
And you should check them all down?
No,
he would
I
probably
wish.
Handle
I wish.
That.
I
though.
Wish.
That'd be viral. That'd go video, YouTube viral. Internet sensation.
Yeah.
We need to get... Is there a clip of him on... online anywhere? Do we know video?
I don't know, but I can probably.
I'd love.
Mr. Bertel, do you recall beating anyone up on video ever?
Sir, in my entire life, I've only had one fight.
And how'd you do?
And that was in band class in Mingo Junction, Ohio, when I was a sophomore in high school, and the other trombone player said something to him and slapped him in the face.
Whoa!
And that's the last time I've hit anybody.
Really?
Except in taekwondo.
Is that right?
You didn't use a trombone over his head.
No, sir.
You're
I
telling
him
me.
With the palm of my hand.
You're telling me. All
yes,
your
am.
Years in the Navy,
that's right.
You never got into any kind of scrap with anybody?
That's right, sir. I'm a pastor and can't lie.
That's true.
And a pacifist, apparently, too.
So you seem like a gentleman, a humble man. When you get somebody in the position to where they want to submit,
yes.
You let them up? Or you just continue to grind them and step
well,
on their throat?
That's
it's not UFC,
sir.
Pat.
That's jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
He's doing the taekwondo stuff.
All right. So that's
Bertel, you get up on that mic. Can you tell Pat your story about, because you told me off the air, how you got into this, because it was very happenstance. It was totally
taekwondo.
How he got into taekwondo. Tell Pat your story.
I've been involved athletically all my life. I signed a baseball contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1953.
This is back when they were professional. The Pirates.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, right. Exactly.
Roberto Clemente?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, Roberto Clemente took my brand new glove that I bought at that point in time. And that time, the gloves were really stuffy. And so he took a baseball and put that in my glove, wrapped it with string and threw it in the sink and poured hot water on it and left it there and then took the ball out and the pocket was already there.
Sure.
So anyway, long story short.
What position did you play?
I was a pitcher, sir.
Okay.
I was a 100-mile fastball pitcher at that point in time.
Wow, let me see those hands. Look at those things.
And I was signed by Branch Rickey, who signed Jackie Robinson to a contract.
Wow.
So anyway, I went into the Navy and
you know Ms. Harrison Ford.
Over the years,
yeah, like that
over
guy.
The years I've been involved in all kinds of athletics. I pitched in the All-Navy Finals in 1957 at Cape May, New Jersey. I've been involved with
were there baseball. Any of the players in the All-Navy Finals that
oh,
we would recognize
hello.
Names?
They were professional. Yes, oh absolutely. Yeah, there were many at that point in time, many of them were drafted into the military. And so if you happen to be on a Navy base somewhere and they find out you're athletic inclined, you may not leave there. You'll be on a baseball team, football team, basketball team, never have to leave there. But I left because the officer that was in charge of sports at that point in time was on leave for a month. And we had to go to an assignment where you choose where you're going to go in your next assignment. And I'm so seasick that I get sick in a bathtub. And so I decided I wanted to go either Fleet Marine Force Ground, Fleet Marine Force Air, or it was a ship in New Orleans. It was a dry dock and never floated. And 9 years in the Navy, I was never aboard ship except 4 days to go to Gitmo in 1957. And that's the only time I've been aboard ship.
You set up the prison down there.
Story.
Yeah, still well, open today. But basically, I tell you what, I've been in that prison. Not have this you? One, not okay. that one, but in the prison. I was in a hospital right down in the cul-de-sac. And I took the ambulance many times and went down there and got somebody to slit their wrists or whatever like
Jeez.
That.
This guy's a walking, talking, taekwondoing history book.
I would love, and I know we've got to get to the ATA stuff, which is why you're here.
Oh.
But there's so much I would love to hear about your thoughts on the current state of professional baseball and the stories that are making headlines now versus
We won't have time for that, but here's the thing. So he's done athletics his whole life. He's played golf. He's been great at everything. So he's sitting at Beef O'Brady's one day.
Yeah, sitting in Beef O'Brady's and came out of there.
He's my guy.
And my wife said, I'm going down to Hallmark. I said, good, I'm going in here, because they had a sign on the window, a free uniform and three lessons for $20. So I went
You're
in.
You're a guy, uniform guy.
So I went in because of my athletic background. I felt like this is it. So I went in, and Miss Sherry Reynolds Marban and Miss Cassie Booth signed me to the contract, and here I am, sir, ready to be involved tomorrow morning in a world championship.
I love you said he signed to a contract.
Second contract ever, the one with the Pirates and this one. 76 years old when you started, right?
77, sir.
Okay, 77 when he started. You set a goal and said...
What's that, sir?
Didn't you set a goal as far as getting to black belt?
Yes, sir. I want to be a black belt by the time I reach my 79th birthday.
I'm trying to get these guys to set goals. Tell them how important that is.
He didn't meet his goal, though. A little disappointed.
6 days after.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying.
It's because the tournament wasn't until 6 days after my 79th birthday. Yeah, so I had no control of that,
sir. I got
you. But I'm headed for a secondary black belt if, in fact, I pass the test, and I'll have my secondary black belt about 2 months after my 80th birthday.
Okay, so tell me about what happens. What kind of competitions are you involved in? You have four different things.
Yes, sir. Right? No, I'm involved in eight.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
And it just so happens that the four on Friday night for the World Championship is in creative form, creative weapon, extreme form, and extreme weapon.
What is the difference?
And, well, in the form, you don't have to do an inversion. That is in creative. That's a cartwheel or a ninja roll.
Okay.
That's an inversion.
What's the weapon?
A broadsword.
It's a sword.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let me tell you, at the press conference, I saw his ninja roll. It's pretty awesome.
But he doesn't need it.
No,
has to do it. He has to do an inverted move for the extreme. And so he does the ninja roll.
But here's what I understand. I'm going to have to check this for sure. But I understand that if you're 42 years of age or older, you don't have to do it.
Oh, yeah, but you can.
But since it's there, I'm going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
He did it on that hard concrete floor of the State House Convention Center the other day. So.
That's like 7 foot guys who don't dunk. I'm like, you can. Why
That's
don't
my
you
husband.
Dunk?
That's my husband.
Just dunk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people say, well, why are you doing this? It's there.
Because I can.
There. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, the ninja rolls aren't going to roll themselves up, are they?
Did you bring the sword with you?
Yes, sir. It's in the car.
It's
do you think
not
I get
here,
a look at it?
No, I prefer
yes,
that it stays there.
Sure.
So what are the other four things you're going to be involved in?
Okay, it's the creative form, and it's the same as the extreme. You just don't have to do an inversion. Don't have to do a cartwheel or a ninja roll.
Okay.
And so you just make up your own form. It's creative. You do your own form.
Are you competing against anyone?
Yes, sir, against everybody in the top 10.
But you don't like go head-to-head.
He does sparring as well,
yeah,
though.
Okay. That's in the traditional form. So that's... It got the creative and the extreme on Friday night, or Friday morning. Then on Sunday at noontime, I do the creative and extreme traditional. And that's only for points toward next year's ranking.
Okay.
But this is for the world championship. So I'm going to do the traditional form, the traditional weapon. Then we do the creative form and the sparring. And the combat weapon.
Okay.
Those two forms of sparring.
How many late 70s competitors are there?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. Honestly, there may be some that I don't know about, but in 2 years, the oldest person I've competed against is 64.
Wow.
And he's still top 10 in the world.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Are you going to preach a sermon Sunday morning and then go beat somebody up?
Quite honestly, I took a vacation this week because of this, and I will not teach on Sunday morning.
Well, I'll be praying for you Sunday morning that everything goes well then, since you'll be tied up.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah,
well,
thank
nice.
You very much.
Well, that's exciting.
Now, you know what? I am in it to win it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, Jenny, we go Tiny Tigers all the way, right?
Tiny Tigers all the way.
What is it? What's the age group there? It's like two or three, right?
Some schools do two or three. For us, we do four at our school that my husband and I run, but... Yeah, you get the little ones. Now, the little ones that are that young aren't actually competing for first, second, or third. It's more about the experience to get them ready as a junior to compete.
And they don't spar, and you don't put swords in their hands.
Oh, no, they have swords in their hands.
Gotta have a sword.
They spar.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
awesome. I've been greatly misinformed.
Wow, yes.
That's scary.
I mean, it's not a sharp-bladed sword, but they do have their swords.
Hmm.
But, yeah, the competition starts tomorrow. It runs through Sunday, kind of like what Dr. Patel was just saying. The Friday's the top 10 competition, but then we start a new tournament season Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. But if anyone in the public is interested in watching him or any other dynamic martial artists that we have in town, a $10 pass will get them in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's any cheap.
Anyone age 5 and under is free. Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal. You're a doctor, too?
Yes, sir.
You're one of the great overachieving Americans I've ever met. That's impressive.
Well, I've got a Bachelor's of Science in Education with a teaching field in physical education and speech. I have a Master of Divinity and a Doctor of Ministry degree.
Where do you preach?
I pastor my own church. It's Little Rock Net Church. It's only on the internet. I found that 50 million Americans have left the church since 2000. And so I'm out there fishing in that barrel and do it only on the internet. I don't have anybody in my home except my family. It all goes to the internet, and I'm reaching people all over the world.
I like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So you got to get them where they are.
Yes, sir.
That's
absolutely
good thinking.
You can use your martial arts skills as well to draw them to your website.
Well, look, if you're...
That would not be permissible, sir. In other words, if you don't come, I'll whip you. No, that
won't work. Clearly, you get your strength and your discipline and everything else you need to perform from the good Lord.
How many times have you worked a ninja roll into your sermon?
Never.
That will get a lot of hits
on
YouTube.
Because,
no question.
No, because my cameras at the house don't work that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the interesting thing. I got into this because I felt like I was being led of the Lord to do so.
That's what I'm talking about.
And as a result of that, my desire is to be an encouragement to others, and if I tell people, if you don't see Jesus in me, forget me, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
I'm inspired.
Fair
and
enough.
I'm half your age, and I think you're in way better shape than I am.
There you go.
Would
you agree with that? ATA sign up right here. Let's go, Justin.
I know. You know
build a new facility right over here.
Let me go to Mom Ellen and eat some corned beef sandwiches and eat some wings at Beef O'Brady's and see if I'm inspired to get into ATA.
Well, maybe. That Beef O'Brady's is fine if you come on down the street, but if you stop at the Asian Buffet right behind us or across the street at Me Burrito or even IHOP, it's all close by there, sir.
Okay.
You'll get inspiration there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taco Bell is right there.
Okay. Yeah,
cool.
I get a lot of Taco Bell. But
you guys are the best. Where's my buddy Sean Smith?
He tested for 7th degree this morning. So
how'd it go?
Find out.
Did he pass?
I did not watch his test personally because I was doing television. But if I know Master Sean Smith, he passed his test.
What's the difference between like a 1st degree test and a 7th degree test?
A 1st degree.
Six levels.
When you reach. Yeah, that's it. The 1st degree, you have to midterm. You do several midterms within a year in order to become a 2nd degree. So you train for an entire year before you're even eligible to be to test for that 2nd degree.
Yes, ma'am.
Then at 2nd degree, it's 2 years of midterms so on. So for someone like Master Smith, who was a 6th degree, he's been training for the last 6 years to
Are
even earn this
me?
Opportunity. And in the process, he's had to pass midterms. So if he didn't pass one, it may prolong the process.
Wow.
That's
Jeez.
Why in the ATA, if you see somebody who is a master or chief master, they are older because they had to work for it.
Yeah. No way around
it. And folks, let me tell you, if I stay around long enough to get my 7th degree black belt, I'll be 104 because of the amount of time that it takes to get there.
I wouldn't bet against you, I'm going to be honest.
I wouldn't either.
Okay, so hours tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
104.
All day, starting at 8 a.m. on until we're done, which will probably be 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay.
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it's $10 for the whole weekend?
$10 for the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Friday is honestly, being the Tournament of Champions, to me, Friday's the most exciting day.
Okay. Well, good. Is your husband down here this weekend? Is he participating?
He is. He became a master last night. So
I thought he was already a master.
He wasn't. He has been training. I know, right?
Dr. Bertel?
Yes.
Before you leave, could you take Justin down?
Why does
We've
he have to?
Some,
I don't know.
Well, sir, probably wouldn't be fair.
That's true. Do you know, I think when your husband was in, he brought some pieces of wood.
Yes, okay. Sir.
And we drew pictures of Justin on the wood, and then
broke
chopped it and
yes,
broke
sir.
The wood in half.
Yeah. Because I try to get Sean to bring, Sean to bring that padded vest in where he would kick Pat in the chest, but he wouldn't go for it.
No, I'm not. I don't care. No,
it's okay.
My chest would.
I let him kick me one time.
Yeah.
But your husband taught me how to do that. Split the board in half.
Yeah.
Now he's a master.
Wow.
You've learned from a master.
If he could teach me how to do that, yes, he's
a master.
He
doesn't have a black belt, but he has a blue T-shirt.
That's
so
true.
It's very impressive. Very impressive. Well, hey, good luck this weekend. I hope it all goes very well.
Thank you, sir.
And
thank you.
When you get to master status at 104, we'll have you back up.
Absolutely.
104 or 102, is that what you said?
Yeah, 104.
Hey, we got a 106-year-old woman here in Arkansas. That's really nothing these days. With the miracle of modern science, it's not no big deal at all.
Oh, the energy my man has.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It is 11:51.
And by my man, I mean Dr. Patel.
Yes, the good doctor. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you.
Doc, good meeting you. Allison, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be back. It's 11:52 in the zone. Do not let this guy hit you in the throat.